Our scripture lesson for today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 through 56, and can be found on page 1619 of the Pew Bible. But before we read this gospel lesson, let us begin with a word of prayer. God of wisdom, we eagerly seek your presence in our lives and in the world. By your Spirit, speak your word to us and give us your grace to recognize the abundant signs of your care for us, so that we might be free to act in the world with courage and abandon. Amen. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint am I under until it is completed? Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may you bless the words that are about to leave my mouth. Allow them to be a blessing to you and this congregation. Allow your Holy Spirit to work through them so that we may hear your truth for us today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, sometimes when you read the Bible, you come across something so unexpected, you don't quite know what to do with it. And sometimes those unexpected words come directly out of Jesus' mouth. Today, our passage from Luke qualifies. For the last four decades, there have been politicians of many stripes who have ascribed Jesus as a champion of family values, believing that by embracing these values taught by Jesus, we could counter the issues from which our society struggles. Normally, this meant strengthening the nuclear family, promoting commitment to marriage. And this argument was employed heavily when divorce rates were skyrocketing in this country. So it's interesting when you open the Gospels and you start to realize that Jesus isn't what most people would consider to be a champion of the traditional family. At times, Jesus can be downright anti-traditional family. In Mark 3, Jesus rejects the importance of blood relationships. Y'all remember that his mother and brothers had come to see him. And Jesus says, who are my mother and my brothers? He told his family that they basically were not his family. Jesus' family at that time was not excited about him being such a radical in the public space, and they tried to rebuke him. In Luke 9, Jesus tells a would-be follower who wants to say goodbye to his family that if he looks back, he is not fit for the service of the kingdom of God. In the same passage, Jesus tells a guy who just wants to bury his father before committing his life to Jesus, let the dead bury the dead. We remember the story from John 8, where Jesus stands beside a woman who has been accused of adultery, calls her to go and sin no more, refusing to condemn her. even more wild is the fact that Simon Peter was married when he decides to follow Jesus. And he seemingly leaves his wife behind to make this commitment to follow Christ. Now, to be fair, Jesus does speak very strongly against divorce children honoring their parents. But in Luke 20, Jesus states, like Paul does in 1 Corinthians 7, it's better not to get married at all. Then you get to the doozy we read today from Luke 12. Where Jesus says he has come not to bring peace but division, where father will be set against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, and so on and so on. How's that for some family values? So my question is, what do you do with this text? After this service, do I need to go call my parents and break up with them? Is this what Jesus wants? Sorry, Mom. It's not going to work out. Can't be your son anymore. Scholar Audrey West suggests that instead of seeing this as Jesus giving a prescription for something that we must do, we need to see this passage as more of a descriptive or description of what might happen when you follow Jesus. When you dare to love as Jesus loved. Her quote is, it is not Jesus' purpose to set children against parents or parents against children, but this sort of rupture can be the result of the changes engendered by Christ's work. By following Jesus, one might find themselves in conflict with their family because such a life dedicated to that kind of love challenges the status quo, the same status quo that Jesus came to trample. Now, it's essential we know the context of Jesus' original words. According to the commentator Richard Carlson, he was speaking to a culture where the household was the fundamental building block for society. The household was a microcosm of social reality. And so it makes it clear how radical Jesus' words were. Because he was suggesting that by following his way, with loving with this kind of love, the traditional household, the building block of society, would crumble before their eyes because people couldn't quite handle it. They weren't ready for it. And it would crumble not because Jesus wanted it to crumble, but because such a life would be rejected by those who don't understand the grace and mercy of Jesus. Not everyone is going to embrace radical love that extends to those in society that many consider to be unworthy or undeserving of love. So, if Jesus teaches that one's identity is not defined by your blood ties or traditional familial bonds, how does Jesus define family in the Gospels? We need to go back to Mark 3, where I read earlier, when Jesus rejects his family's call to come meet with them. And Jesus says, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Jesus' family is defined by how one responds to the unconditional love and grace Jesus offers. Will you embrace this unconditional love and then radically love others? Or will you reject this love because it is too radical? Will you be open or will you be closed? That's what Jesus is arguing here. What Jesus is doing here, though, is creating a new family made up of those who define themselves not by societal standards, not by bloodlines, but by the amount of mercy and love and grace and humility that we offer to the world. A people who are defined by that, who rally around that. A few years ago, I read a very thick book called And the Band Played On. It's described, it's a book about the AIDS crisis in the first half of the 1980s. It's a harrowing story of suffering. And it is quite condemning of federal and local governments in their failure to act on the AIDS crisis, which helped to heighten the public health crisis that was in play there. One section of the book talked about what would happen when someone was diagnosed with AIDS. And in the early 80s, actually throughout the entire 80s, if you were diagnosed with AIDS, it was basically a death sentence. You would die. And you knew it. And you knew you didn't have long to live. And what would happen when people were diagnosed and told their family that they were diagnosed, not only did it reveal that they were going to die, it also revealed to the family their orientation. And often what happened in those families was that the family would immediately disown them, would not want to have anything to do with them, did not want to care for them, did not want to be there for them as they were dealing with their last years on the planet. But the book describes a really powerful event that happened. That as families, blood families, would reject their children, new families formed around these AIDS patients. Partners, friends, neighbors came together and cared for these patients as they were losing their lives. The author calls this their chosen family. A group of people who were willing to come together and not be defined by societal standards of blood and, you know, class, but come together and say, no, we are defined by the love that we're able to show someone who is dying. Jesus preached about a vision of an extended family beyond our nuclear family, one that is defined by the deep compassion for God and for neighbor, a radical sort of love that does not care about political party affiliation, country of origin, orientation, any of the things that we as society have defined how we are connected. Jesus says it is the sort of love that pushes back against common prejudices, that refuses to accept the status quo as good enough, and it starts with the realization that we are all children of God, and that we are all worthy of God's love. And if I am worthy, then you are worthy, and my neighbor is worthy. This kind of love lived out in hospitality, Mary, upsets the apple cart because it challenges the pervasive jealousy, anger, prejudice, and resistance to change that has been so deeply woven into our culture. That is what Jesus' extended family looks like. This morning, I saw online the story of the first funeral that happened from the El Paso shootings. The funeral for Margie Record. Her husband had no family. He and his wife had no family. His wife was killed in that Walmart in El Paso. And so he put a call out to the community. He invited all of El Paso to come and be present for him in this funeral, in this time of need. And yesterday, people showed up. 1,000 people came through this church. They were lined up outside to go inside, and there were so many flowers, they almost couldn't even see the chancel area in the church. In the video I saw this morning, people were lined up, and Antonio, the husband, arrives and is walking past this line. And people are embracing him. They say, "We are your family now. We love you and we're here to care for you. You should never feel alone." Every person along the line saying that. "We are your family." When I think of what Jesus defined as family, that I think cannot be any more pure example of what Jesus means. So no, Jesus is not calling you all to break up with your family this afternoon. But Jesus is calling you to a radical love. The kind of love that he displayed. A journey that many in your life may not understand or accept. So Jesus has instituted a new family, a chosen family, to keep us on this path of radical love. And you are here now at this family reunion. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.